Some people do abide by it and some people don't. And obviously the ones that don't are the ones that are causing the issues. So kind of what we're looking to do with the implementation of that real-time crime center is using those cameras as well and trying to identify those people. The tough part for us is just making sure that we can identify who they are and then catching them to hold them accountable for that. But having those cameras certainly help. And then also our increased presence with officers here this summer will help with that as well so that we can identify those people and take care of that issue. So hopefully we don't have any accidents, because obviously when people are downtown, which a lot of people go downtown to shop, and those sidewalks get pretty congested, it's not safe for people to ride bikes on the sidewalk with people coming in and out of the businesses and not being able to, you know, we don't want a collision or anything like that. And then, like I said, when those sidewalks get congested, it just becomes unsafe. So that's kind of the reason for those signs and why we want to enforce that downtown, is just to increase that safety aspect.
Have you heard of any recent possible encounters between, you know, a bicyclist and a pedestrian being hit, or close calls, or any altercations over this kind of thing?
I haven't heard of any altercations. I have heard of a couple times where people have called in and were had made a complaint that, you know, they had a close call with someone riding a bike on the sidewalk while they were walking. So again, that's kind of our purpose, to try to enforce that and make sure that isn't going on, so we don't have any accidents, and like I said, to increase that safety downtown.
And what's the punishment for violators?
Currently, it's a $20 non-criminal, but that ordinance is actually making its way through the commission right now. I can't remember what reading it'll be this coming Monday here, but eventually here in the next, probably within the next month, it'll become an infraction, which would be a $100 fine. Potentially, a person could get arrested for it, which would probably be rare, but gives us a little bit more authority to hold people accountable for that. Once it becomes an infraction, the fine set on the bond schedule is $100. Obviously, when they go to court, it would be up to the judge on what that fine is actually going to be. But yeah, as of right now, it's non-criminal, $20 fine, but that is going to change here within the next month. It'll move up to an infraction, which is a $100 fine. So that's the set fine. That's the level of the infraction. And then, like I said, when they, the judge can certainly adjust that fine as they choose.
Okay. I assume that has to be passed by the city commission then in the end.
Correct. Yep. And that's working its way through that process right now. I think they have to go through a couple of readings before it gets approved. So.
Got it. How do you enforce this? Is it by foot patrol? I know you have those new trikes that the police are using. So how do you enforce this?
Yeah. So a couple of different ways. We do have officers out on foot as well that could stop somebody. We have the people on trikes that, you know, if someone were to try to get away from us, which happens from time to time, would be a little bit easier to catch them with officers on those trikes. But then also utilizing, like I said, those downtown cameras where we can see people that are doing it. We might not have an officer right there at the time, but we can kind of track them with those cameras, identify them if we know who they are, and then find them later and do the enforcement that way. But definitely with our increased presence, we're going to use all of those tools to try to enforce that as best we can.
And what's your advice to bicyclists, skateboarders, and such in terms of maybe avoiding Broadway? Because it can be kind of tight going down there on a bicycle. There is a way to go down, up and down Broadway, but should somebody take an alternate path and maybe avoid that situation where they may be tempted to go on the sidewalk there?
I guess I wouldn't say I would encourage people to avoid downtown by any means. I mean, they're certainly legal to ride their bike on the roadway. They just got to remember that when they're doing that, they're treated as a vehicle. So all the regular rules of the road that would apply to you driving a vehicle also apply as you're riding your bike. But just like motorists downtown, you know, sharing the road with bikes just because of the congestion, and people want to be downtown, which is great. But we just want to make sure it's safe for everybody. So motorists need to make sure that they are looking out for people on bicycles on the roadway. And then the people on bikes need to understand that they are subject to those same rules of the road that someone driving a car would be. So, you know, stopping at stop signs, obeying the traffic lights, that kind of thing.
The proposal to raise the infraction, when was that first proposed, you know?
I believe that would have been in May. I know the Chief Zabolski worked with the city prosecutor to work through that with a couple of those other ordinances that were kind of quality of life issues downtown as well, like the drinking in public and stuff. So
I see.
Just that other safety aspect. Obviously, people riding bikes, which go a lot faster than people walking, and those congested sidewalks, that was an issue that definitely identified as a safety concern for us, and we wanted to do the best we could to try to figure out ways we can mitigate that, just be a little bit more of a deterrent and give us a little bit more enforcement authority.
Anything else you want to add again about this? Because, you know, the summertime is coming. A lot of people are getting out there on their bikes. You know, any advice to people, again, if they're thinking about going downtown, to make sure they're not getting in trouble for this?
Yeah, just I would always just, you know, encourage people. Obviously, the signs are posted, so it's pretty clear. I think they're pretty much on every block, all the way up and down Broadway, kind of from Main Avenue to 6th Avenue there, that main corridor. I am trying to work with the city to try to get it on the cross avenues as well, from like NP up to, you know, 4th Avenue too, just between Roberts and 4th, just because there's a lot of foot traffic in there as well. And like you said, there's going to be a lot of people downtown this summer. We got a lot of great events down there. We have an increased presence with police down there as well, just to really boost that safety perspective and work with people and make sure that the businesses are getting what they need from the law enforcement perspective of things as well. And then we also certainly have a good relationship with the harm reduction team and working with them for some of those homeless and mental health issues that we deal with, along with Prairie St. John. So it's kind of a collaborative effort with all of us to try to make sure that we're keeping downtown safe and that people can enjoy all those awesome events that have been going on down there this summer.